Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
Don't be alarmed, folks, but according to this meme, quote, Halloween 2024 is on Friday the 13th for the first time in 666 years. Now, really? Folks, Halloween is always on October 31st, so don't you suppose that every occurrence of Halloween landing on a Friday would be Friday the 31st? Either the fellow who came up with this meme is dyslexic or just dumb, or he thinks we are. Halloween lands on Thursday this year, folks. Does he even hit Friday? Look, no one can get this much wrong in one sentence. Except Kamala. Maybe she wrote the meme. Okay, you say Kamala, he says Kamala, I say Kamila. Anyway, the brain masseur will add something to the conversation about Kamala's so-called second debate. Who's running the show there in D.C.? RFK has been inside the Democrat machine for his entire life. He comes from as deep inside the system as anyone. And he tells us it's run by an apparatus, by a hidden clique of elites, a confederacy, a ring, a cabal of marionettes. Trump agrees. CBS chastised for editing an audio clip of a statement from Speaker Johnson on the failure of the Biden administration to distribute funds to relieve the Americans suffering from the devastation of Hurricane Helene. Venezuela indirectly declares war on America. None of this gets corrected, by the way. At least not peacefully, unless we have an honest, fair, and transparent election. Well, I learned that in junior high. In America, we have ballot box revolutions, not bullet box revolutions, anyway. So what is the left's plan if voter turnout for Trump does, after all, as we expect, overwhelm all their efforts to bully people into voting for Kamala and or to steal votes? Okay, my dear friends. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Somebody posted a meme that has garnered a bit of attention. What, 30 or 60,000 hits? I can't remember. Halloween 2024 is on Friday the 13th, says this meme, for the first time in 666 years. Friend, if it happens, that will be the first time October 31st ever landed on Friday the 13th in history. I mean, that hasn't happened since God rested on the seventh day. Okay, folks, I know a lot's been said about the Bret Baier interview with Kamala, but let me weigh in on this. In summary, I'd say Bret Baier did a good job trying to keep Kamala on point and stop filibustering and dodging the questions. Her answer to every question seemed to be Trump or have Trump mentioned in it somewhere. Yeah, she invoked the power name of Trump no less than 51 times during that 20-minute interview. Supposed to be 25. They cut it short to 20, but anyway. Bret summarized it very well when at the end he said Kamala made clear her opinion about Trump, which didn't say anything new to us, but gave us little, if anything, regarding who she is and what she's going to do that would separate her or distinguish her from Biden anyway. On that point, I want to caution you. She's actually being truthful in her deceit. She will be much worse than Joe ever thought about being. Now, Joe was useful to what RFK calls the Democrat or Democrat apparatus, the machine, and what I call the Democrat cabal, because Joe is a greedy, self-serving liar. Simple as that. Very straightforward. Kamala, however, is a bit more complex. She's a true believer. She's a Marxist. She is a Marxist ideologue wearing a very thin cover of affected motherly sentimentality or sentimentalism as a kind of vague veneer covering her fangs and claws. Ask her many former employees about what I meant in that comment. They can tell you. When Kamala smirks that she is not Biden and that her administration will not be a continuation of his, you should hear that as a clear warning that she's going to double down on the transformation Obama envisioned and that Biden was tasked to carry out. You see, he didn't take it far enough. The transformation moving America completely from her roots in biblical Christianity and replanting her entirely into a Marxist socialist pot. Have you heard recent discoveries that Obama's stepdad was a CIA operative? That they were all tangled up with the Bush family long ago? Pictures of Bush with his arm around Sotero, handing him a piece of candy? Come on. I mean, I picked this up from Candace Owens' research. She's trustworthy. Obama's given name was changed to Barry Sotero when he was adopted by his stepdad. And that is the name, by the way, he used at first in college. Little is known about his stepdad, Lolo Sotero. And now it turns out the dude was in the CIA. Oh, man, a hitman, all that kind of, it's amazing. You need to look at this link. All of these people are deeply connected, my friend. And I can't go into it now. I'll touch on it Saturday night during Brain Massage Live. But back to Kamala's interview with Bret Baier. There was one exchange that completely ended that interview and signaled to her handlers it was time to pull her off that stage. Bret Baier testifies they were waving their arms and everything and trying to get them to. Bret pressed on her past statements in support of transgender surgery for prison inmates at taxpayer expense, of course. And, of course, she dodged the question by saying that, well, she would follow the law. Fortunately, Bret had the receipts and showed her making the statement that she supported and advocated for transgender surgery for inmates at taxpayer expense. So, she's under pressure here and repeats that she would follow the law just like Trump did. And she gives a wry smile and claimed transgender surgeries occurred during his watch. Trump now has said he never advocated for this. And that's the difference. Kamala did. But also he claimed there's no such surgeries took place under his watch. She repeated the lie. And Bret said Trump denies this. But Kamala shot back, "You have to take responsibility for what happens in your administration." Wow. Did she really say that? She did. I couldn't believe my ears. This was after about 5 minutes of her refusing, dodging, squirreling, squirming from responsibility for the massive influx of illegals that have crossed our border during Biden-Harris administration. And the direct result of the Biden-Harris open border policies, among many other egregious crimes and effronteries upon the American people, the murders and rapes of those three lovely young ladies, which again is the direct result of the Biden-Harris open border policies. And Biden's refusal to continue the Trump stay in Mexico policy or remain in custody, which policies kept illegal border crossings under relatively good control. As the diagram that saved Trump's life shows, the Biden-Harris policies reversed Trump's executive orders, ended them to the most massive influx of illegals in our history, no doubt to provide voters so they could steal this election. Tens of thousands of them coming into our country and many of them registering to vote. We already know this. We've got it documented. More than 13,000 murderers and more than 15,000 rapists have been released into our country. Fiends like those who killed Lakin and Kate. Now, put Kate on the Obama and then put Lakin on the Harris watch. Harris was presidentially appointed to take care of the border. She failed. Lakin was murdered. So out of your own mouth, Kamala, you are condemned. Condemned for the murder of at least three lovely young ladies, raped and murdered by criminals that your policies and your neglect of your responsibility and duty to take care of that border caused. Now, you can span this to gas prices. Take responsibility, Harris. Out of your own mouth, you have to take responsibility for what happens on your watch or during your administration. So it's your response. The gas prices, that's your problem. You did that. You did the bread, the milk, the food. That's generally so expensive now. Some people have had to cut back seriously. The housing crisis that we're suffering from. You telling us you're going to fix it? You're the one that broke it. You need to get out of the way and let a real leader fix it. Inflation? Look what you've done. According to your own rule, all of this is on you. You did it, Kamala. So don't pretend with us that you're the one to fix it. You need to get out of the way, let Trump do what he does best, and that's clean up your Democrat mess. Who's running the show there in D.C.? RFK comes from as deep inside the Democrat Party system as anyone. He tells us it's run by a hidden clique of elites. Everybody knows Kamala is an idiot. I mean, I'm using the word technically. Who responds to a statement like, Madam President, you've been in office for over 3 years and you've not secured the border? Who responds to that with, and Trump's been running for office? That's your answer? It truly leaves one dumbfounded. I mean, it's almost mesmerizing to be in the presence of such dazzling stupidity. The woman cannot answer even the simplest of questions, and the reason is simple. Doing so would either commit her or expose her. But the question is, why would the Democrats put up these two total losers, plagiarizing Biden and his counterpart? You did hear about her plagiarizing material for her website. She's been a good Padawan. Why would anyone on purpose choose these people to lead their party? Well, it's really very simple. They neither need nor want competent people in that position. That position is irrelevant. They control things from behind the scenes. They only need someone they can control. And by the way, I mean the clique, those especially selected by the dark powers behind the stage, the ones directing the plays and approving the scripts. Who are they? Biden did say he had a fantasy of having a bug in someone's ear and him sitting in a basement while he directs the show. We know the influence of the likes of Soros, Gates, and Zuckerberg, and some others. But then I think there's even powers behind them, totally unseen. Hidden hands behind Schwab's World Economic Forum. What Democrats need to understand is that you're not voting for who will lead the nation. That's already been decided for you by the party bullies, by the party elites, who stuck you with this dog Biden and pony Kamala show. Hey, Democrat, what do you think about the fact that you don't have anything to say about who actually runs your party or the country? You're expected to vote as groups for the invisible group that makes decisions on the behalf of the group without their input. I mean, they do it in the dark, you know. Those decisions that give us all oppressive taxation, pricing many Americans out of their homes and even out of their livelihoods and so on, and while giving tens of thousands, even billions, to fund the entry of illegal aliens, many of them criminals, into our country, and government control over every facet of your life. Oh, and don't forget Laken Riley, and before her, Kate Stennell. Kate was killed by Obama's border policies in 2015 when an illegal who had been deported 5 times already before he was allowed back in across our border under Obama's catch and release policies. You know, we got a break from all that evil during Trump's leadership and his border policies. Then came Biden-Harris. And on the first few days of their administration, Trump's policies were reversed and we went right back to even worse open border policies than before. And now we have Laken Riley and two other young ladies raped and killed by these vicious murderers directly connected to Biden-Harris border policy. And Kamala gets all morose and affects a sad face for these innocent young ladies murdered on her watch. She's so sad about that. She's so sorry. While all the while refusing to accept responsibility, the responsibility that is hers as the Biden-appointed border czar. I heard it. I watched it. Biden appointed her to take care of the border. It's her responsibility. She failed. Did you see it? Kamala stupidly answered a question a while back about why, as the presidential appointee tasked to take care of the mass influx of illegal border crossings, she had not visited the border. And she replied arrogantly and ridiculously, I haven't visited Europe either. What? Followed by her dismissive chuckle. Hey, Valley Girl, you were not appointed ambassador to Europe, were you? You weren't told to take care of problems in Europe. You were instructed to take care of problems at the border. Kamala, your hands have the blood of these innocent young ladies dripping from your manicured nails. Venezuela has indirectly declared war on America. And of course, all the fact checkers poo-poo the conspiracy theory that Maduro's government in Venezuela is emptying their prisons into the U.S. But who are you going to believe? Trump has been right on, well, everything. And the MSM has consistently been wrong. I trust his sources and instincts over theirs, that's for sure, those liars. Those and their elitist, educated, New World Order indoctrinated authorities as the final word on anything. Now, I mean, no kidding. They don't do any research. They call a politician. They get his take on a question. That's the end of their research. That's all they do. Lazy. They don't go talk to the people affected, put their eyes on the situation personally, or run down the testimony of the people hurt by the Venezuelan gangs conquering segments of their community. They call the do-nothing, know-nothing mayor, and his answer is it. That's case closed. The authority has spoken. At first, they denied Venezuelan gangs were taking over entire apartment complexes in Aurora, Colorado. But the real pictures posted by real people broke through all the fake government disinformation thanks to Elon's ex. Way to go, Elon. And then the MSM story changed from it didn't happen to, well, yeah, but it's only a handful of incidents. Well, how many are okay with you people? Now it has spread to San Antonio, Texas, where the gang has taken four apartment complexes into their power. It's like Chaz, you know, was a trial run. That's that thing that happened in Seattle, where they took six blocks and cordoned it off. But anyway, a liberal militia conducting a quasi-military exercise, preparing Americans for this sort of thing. Hey, these militants were patrolling their perimeters with AR-15 armed guards, okay? So excuse me for calling them the liberals' answer to an armed militia. No doubt their leadership was pressuring Soros to provide missile launchers. Wouldn't be surprised. And the MSM serves the propaganda arm of every wicked ruler in America. And it's because they are wicked, morally perverse, a corrupting or corrosive perversity of mind and spirit. That's what that word means. Worthless for any good and injurious to the common good. And the good we're talking about is what is, or is as it is defined in the Bible. The good book, understood within a Christian context, you know, where a lie is hated and truth actually refers to what corresponds to reality, to nature, nature's God. So when the truth finally breaks through the truth blockers, lying fact checkers, you ever watch hockey? Then you perhaps know what it means to check a player. Well, these people are fact checkers, all right. They check the facts into the boards, I'm just saying. But when the truth breaks the check and makes the score in full view of the public, then the authorities change their tune. Oh, well, yeah, it happened, but only in a handful of incidents. These wicked people seem to get away with all this, but their day is coming. Quote, when the wicked spring as the grass and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. Psalm 92:7. Their hot air bellowing of lies is only feeding and flaring up the fire in which they will burn.
Prepare for the next Biden mask mandates. Before you consent, at least be informed. To all Lights On business owners, and there are literally hundreds of you out there, for the sake of your employees and customers, get informed about masks before you go along with the Nazis trying to co-opt your business into participating in government overreach. The book is Let My People Breathe, Unmasking the Mask Controversy, with Science and Scripture by medical professional Sarah Green and theologian and pastor Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, your beloved brain masseur.
If you would like to get a copy of my book, Let My People Breathe, you can stop by the Lighthouse Baptist Church and pick it up from our church bookstore. You can also go online. Go to www.booksatdbp.com. Now, it's the word at. This is not an email address. So it's booksatdbp.com. Now, in that bookstore, you'll find all kinds of stuff you might find interesting, but look for Let My People Breathe, and you can buy it through our bookstore. My friends, it truly is a very important book for a whole lot of reasons that go way beyond the issue of masks, although it does treat that subject very thoroughly and will give you some very helpful insight. Or you can call the number I gave earlier, 805-314-2114, and tell us you're interested in Let My People Breathe.
Let My People Breathe, Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture, answers two questions. Do they work? Answer, no. The second question, answered by this important book, is what does the Scripture say about mask mandates? You'll get amazing clarity on questions like, what are the limits of human government? And how do we know when to stand our ground against government intrusion into our natural rights? Learn the biblical basis for resisting government intrusion into our medical choices, why our body does not belong to the government, and that God appointed to the individual responsibility for its care. That giving this to the government is literally to put government in the place of God. Don't replace the divine right of kings with the divine right of government. Get this book and get the truth that will make you free. The devil beware.
Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Well, hello, let's keep it going. Dr. Scheidbach here, pastor at Lighthouse Baptist Church, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps, the church welfare arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Venezuela has indirectly declared war on America, and we should answer the declaration. Maduro refuses to accept repatriation of their citizens illegally crossing our border. Now, that's all I need to believe Trump knows what he's talking about. Ha! Strap a parachute on these vermin and drop those turkeys into Maduro's backyard. Look, this is tantamount to declaring war on America. We need to make that very clear. Kamala likes to say, let me be clear. Well, so while we're waiting and waiting and waiting for her to become clear, allow me to clarify. When a nation like Mexico becomes a facilitator of rogue rulers in America bent on destroying this country and provides buses and escorts for these illegals to our borders, it's an act of war against the American people. We need the officers of law whose loyalty is to the oath they swore to uphold and protect the Constitution and not to the protection of their pensions or career promotions, who will initiate an intervention of the lesser magistrate, I'll explain Saturday night, and in the name of the higher law, defend the people of this country against this invasion. Wipe out Venezuela's ghost soldiers who are attacking Americans in our streets right now. And you know what? It might be a good idea to send a few hornets and raptors to do a low flyover the hometown of Venezuela's El Presidente. And go ahead and send some pictures of this to Mexico's La Presidenta. Sound extreme? Well, you know what? I agree, actually. But there's a point here to be made, and I don't want you to miss it. When proper authority fails to execute judgment against evildoers, that is, they fail to fulfill the divinely appointed charter, the purpose of government stipulated by God in Romans 13, and they spend their time turning that sword against honest and peaceful citizens whose only offense is to pray in the Capitol, to protest government intent on abusing their liberties, so they then neglect pursuing the real offenders and criminals that are hurting the people. The victims of that injustice get increasingly angry, and when they've had enough, they will do too much. They will overreact. Have you ever noticed what happens when adult supervision leaves supervision to the children? When measured firmness and correction from authorities is timely and consistently administered, the children will take note, remain orderly. But if this is neglected and the children take it into their own hands, they will always be far more extreme and cruel in the execution of their vengeance. You go to adults, it's a whole different game, friend. The people are getting angry at this nonsense, and this is becoming a powder keg. So I wonder, is this by design, or is it an IED, you know? Are the people that are pulling the strings behind closed doors trying to set up conditions for an explosion they can use to justify martial law and the final collapse of our constitutional republic? Don't fall for it. Remain orderly, folks. Protest, but do so peacefully and patriotically. Friend, what do you suppose happens when patriots define their city as a constitutional independent city? Remember Chaz? And declare themselves free and independent from wicked usurpers. What happens when God and country patriots, you know, the God and gun clingers Obama was so afraid of, what happens when they stand up against those who want to destroy this constitutional republic to transform America and return us to the pre-revolutionary tyranny of a King George? An oppressive government arrogantly using their god, Baal, as cover for their abuses of human rights under the false pagan, and it's pagan, that pagan doctrine of divine right of kings? What do you suppose will be done to such patriots by those who applauded Antifa BLM taking over six city blocks, the same people covering for a Venezuelan gang taking over apartment complexes in Colorado and Texas and terrorizing American citizens? Do you suppose they'll get the Kamala treatment? Or the treatment these Venezuelans are getting? Will Kamala promote a fund to provide bail like she did for those criminals while approving their actions? Or do you suppose we will get the J6 treatment, you know? The one where grandmothers who walked into the Capitol building to pray were sentenced to, what was that, a year in jail and $200,000 fine? That's what they were going for anyway. You heard about the J6 praying grandma of Colorado, right? Rebecca Laverne's? She was charged with four federal misdemeanor charges for entering and remaining in a restricted building or grounds, disorderly conduct in a restricted area, disorderly conduct in the Capitol building, and parading, demonstrating, or picketing in the Capitol. Now, the evidence of her crime, cell phones and video footage that showed Laverne's entering the Capitol building after attending a Trump speech. She went into the Capitol Rotunda at 2:43 p.m. on January 6, 2021, and she left at approximately 2:53 p.m. 10 minutes. The disorderly conduct? Praying. No allegation of violence or vandalism. None. She was facing a year in prison, a $200,000 fine for this, but word got out, public pressure began to build, and they, and I'm talking Pelosi, Biden, Kamala, Obama, Schumer, and the goons that serve them at all, let her off. You know, she got 6 months of home confinement, say house arrest, by a judge who was personally offended by her exercise of free speech in expressing her opinions about the abusive criminal justice system. Wow, way to go, Judge Zia or Zia Faruqi. You confirmed everything she'd been saying by acting like a petty dictator, punishing his subjects for saying things he doesn't like to hear. Yeah, you took your whip like a slave, massa, and beat that old saint into subjection, didn't you? Proud of yourself? You're a bully, a petty little pouting, misogynistic example of ageist bigotry. Well, I actually don't know this guy well enough to say his brutality against Rebecca stems from anything more than his own feelings of guilt and inadequacy being hurt because she made negative comments about his profession that he took personally because he knows it applies and tweaked his conscience, perhaps, for how he abuses it. Anyway, just leave it at that. I mean, I don't know if the jury coming back with a verdict on lesser charges after 26 hours of deliberation cost him a yacht or a new Mercedes. I'm making a point here, friend. The point is this. I don't know how to explain the bizarre behavior of these ridiculous judges handling these J6 cases. I guess these people got under their robes while the good people were distracted by stuff like making a living and raising their kiddos, you know? Or perhaps it was while we were sleeping. Well, though we are certainly not woke, we are definitely awake. This guy needs to be sanctioned and removed from, well, he should be benched from the bench. And none of this gets corrected peacefully unless we have an honest, fair, and transparent election. And I'm going to have to wrap it up right here. We've got several election updates to give you, but I don't have time. I'm going to have to close. What is the left's plan if voter turnout for Trump overwhelms all their efforts? Representative Raskin has been telling us the backup plan is to disqualify Trump from being confirmed after the election. He said, when Trump wins the election, it will be up to us on January 6, 2025 to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he is disqualified, and then we need bodyguards for everybody in civil war conditions. And he said this in the wake of the SCOTUS decision to let stand a ruling protecting Trump's presidential immunity in the records case, which is absurd since Biden actually did violate those laws governing the handling of classified material and Trump did not. Friends, I've lit the lamps at Church Belfry Arch. You let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net, and contacting me through email, or call me at 1-805-314-2114. God bless you. God bless America. And I will see you in church.
Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.